Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Calder. I'm your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are excited and we are delighted that the Lord has allowed us to enter in one more day, another Sunday morning that we are able to bring this Sunday morning message to the world. We are praising God and we are glorifying God. We are exalting, for He is God and God alone. There's no other one but Him. There are many gods, but He is the only one and true living God, the one who died and the one who rose again from the dead. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this new day that you have granted us. And we are praising you, O God, for being our Savior, being our Lord and our soon coming King. We ask you, God, today that by the power of Jesus Christ, that you would bless us to hear from heaven, that you would allow us to hear from heaven, that you would speak to us, and that, O God, in doing so, that we would receive what heaven want earth to know today. Father, it's not about us, but it's you, Lord. You who speaks to us, you who does what needs to be done, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. Oh God, the one who was and is to be. Lord, we bless you now. We bless you and we praise you now. We thank you for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. Oh, Father, have your way. Holy Spirit, come in and have your way. Even right now, Lord Jesus, have your way. Oh, glory to God. We're going to be talking this morning about Jesus alone. The topic this morning is Jesus alone. We're going to play a couple of songs because I want to try out this new headset to see how the sounds are coming true.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I've been restored. I come alive all because of you. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for the word, for the worship, and for the word that we are about to release today by the Spirit of God. We pray today for a supernatural anointing be upon this airways today. Father, we decrease that you might increase. We decrease that you might increase. Today, this topic that we are working with is Jesus alone. Jesus alone. Hallelujah, glory to God. Jesus alone. He is who he said he is. He alone. Nobody else can be who Jesus is. He is Father. He is Son, and he is Holy Ghost. That's who he is. Glory to God. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for allowing us to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for granting us this day to be in the land of the living, on this side of the grave. We don't take it lightly. Father, we thank you for healing our mind, body, and soul. Lord, for healing us of every infirmity that tried to overcome our body. Lord Jesus, we pray for this nation, for the president, the prime minister of Israel. We pray for the presidents of Africa and India. Oh God, we pray for the president of China, Japan, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran. Lord, we pray for the leaders of the nations. We pray, Father God, that you will bring them on one accord for life, O God, not for destruction, O God. We pray, Father God, that you would release your spirit in this earth realm and that you will begin to touch the sick, touch those that are shut in, that can't get out to go to the building to worship. Father, we pray, O God, today that you would touch marriages, that you would bring healing to the nations. Oh, God, touch our children, touch the teachers, the doctors, the nurses. God, touch those. Oh, God, the plumber, the carpenter, the electrician, the housewife, the gardener, the landscaper. Oh, God, the tire repair person, the mechanics. Lord, touch the painters. We pray today, God, that you would just touch people all over the world, that you would begin to ignite their spirit to serve. Oh, God, to live for you, oh, God. And, Father, we ask that you touch this word today, that it would illuminate before my eyes, that I would see what you're showing me, that I would hear what you're saying to me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, the first scripture that I had that is the topic of the main scripture for this today is Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. But we're really going to talk about Jesus as the light of the world. But the focus is Jesus is the one that saved the world, died to save the world. Jesus is the one. Here in Acts 4 and 12, Peter says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So you cannot be saved in any other way. People may tell you this or tell you that, but this is the way. Jesus is the creator. He is the creator at the beginning of the world. He is the God of redemption and the cross. And he is the God, the Holy Spirit, that keeps us on this path of righteousness. This is who Jesus is. He's the Father, he's the Son, and he's the Holy Spirit. In this text here, the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So you can look high, you can look low, you can look left, look right, look in front and look behind. You cannot find no one else. No one else that was able to fulfill that calling, that assignment. No one else, only Jesus. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He came out of himself to be Son, to be Deliverer, to be Redeemer, to be the one that saved Jesus. No other one can do what he did or that the things that he do or the things that he's going to do. No one else can do. The magicians can conjure up stuff. The scientists can conjure up stuff, but they cannot do what he can do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us go to the book of John. St. John chapter 8. Go there. St. John chapter 8 and verse 12. I'm not going to keep you too long today. I got a lot of scriptures, but not too long today. St. John chapter 8. Hallelujah, Jesus. John in 8. In verse 12. Jesus says in this book, then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of the world. Jesus is speaking. Jesus did not hold back his tongue. He told everyone who he was. The scribes, the Pharisees, the disciples, everybody knew. I mean, they begin to come after him to take his life because he was declaring who he was. Hallelujah. And they didn't like that. He says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness. Here in this narration, in the 21st century, it can be easy to forget that nighttime exists. It's so easy to chase the darkness away with electric lights, both inside and outside our houses. Not to mention street lights, neon signs, headlights and glowing screens. But in Jesus' day, the darkness was unavoidable. When sunshine, when sundown came, the most anyone had was a bonfire or a oil lamp. These and evil spirits were constant sources of fear which could be lurking in the shadows. The darkness was a reminder of the uncertainty of life and the smallness of humans in the face of evil. So Jesus came in to light up the world. Who is the light of the world? Jesus is. Luke chapter 1. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79. Jesus alone. He alone is who he said he is. Nobody else can be who Jesus is. People can play it in the movies. Actors can take the role of Jesus. People can walk down the highway and hang on a cross upside down and sideways and all the stuff like the LGBTQ1 actors are doing. They're making fun of God. They're making fun of him. But they cannot be him. Hallelujah. Here in Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. This is what Jesus came to do. Hallelujah. He came from on high, visited the earth to lead mankind out of darkness. The darkness, he's not talking about the gloom and doom. He's talking about the darkness that is sin. He came to light up the path so that we can come out of sin. The rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. When Jesus began his ministry, he is portrayed as the long-awaited light by Matthew. In Matthew when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee, leaving Nazareth. He went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2. Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. The scripture says, hallelujah, Jesus. We're talking about Jesus alone. This is the topic. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shine. People were living in darkness, sinful lifestyle. But Jesus came and lit up the path so they could walk out of darkness. Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has done. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Let's go to another scripture. John chapter 8 and verse 12. John chapter 8 and verse 12. I don't know if I call that one ready. Hallelujah. If not, we'll go to 9 and 5. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let me see. Yes, let's go to 9 and 12. 9 and 5. John 9 and 5, I call it 8 and 12 already. 9 and 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world, Jesus said. As long as he is in the world, he's the light of the world. But Jesus also said, gave the same light to us, his disciples. We carry that same light. That's why we have to walk in the light and be the light. He says, you are of this world, little children, for you have overcome them. For greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. 1 John 4 and 4. Text of John 8 and 12 was the context. In 8 and 12, we realize what Jesus is saying here. As long as he is in the world, he says, I am the light of the world. He that falleth after me, he says, then Jesus spake again another saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. This light that Jesus gave to us, to believers, gives life. No longer that we are walking in fear, no longer we are concerned with this life that we have, because we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. During Jesus' ministry, excuse me, during Jesus' ministry on earth, he referred to himself as the light of the world. And in John chapter 8 and 12, John chapter 9 and 5, John 12 and 46, John chapter 12 and verse 46, Jesus says, I am come in light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness. See, when we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, remember the life that we were living. Some of us was living a very promiscuous lifestyle, a very slimy lifestyle, a dark lifestyle. But when Jesus came into our life, something happened. Hallelujah. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whosoever follow me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus speaks these words in the context of multiple disagreements among the Jews about who he was and what he said. And the Jewish leaders' unbelief and growing hatred towards him. After he claimed to be the light of the world, the Jewish leaders immediately challenged him. These interactions continue to escalate for many more verses until Jesus finally makes the statement, very truly, I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am. And the leaders tried to stone him because he has made it clear that he is claiming to be God in the flesh. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus held back nothing. This is why he tells us in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 15 and 16, he tells us this very clearly. To let our light shine, let us go to Matthew chapter 5, so we can read 15 and 16 in its whole. We have to get the scripture. This is what makes it clear for us. Matthew chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. And Jesus says, neither do man light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. He said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. In other words, Jesus is saying that you have the light now. The light that he brought into the world, he has given to you. It's inside of you. So let it shine. So other people can see from the light that you have and glorify the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People will come out of darkness. In the Bible, light signifies God and the good things that come from him. God is light, says John. And in him, God is light, says John. And in him, there's no darkness at all. 1 John 1 and 4. He is also called the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. James 1 and 17. The psalmist declares, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27 and 1. God's first act of creation was to say, let there be light. Genesis 1 and 3. In John 1, the apostle began to develop a theme of the eternally existence. Jesus as the light that he will continue to return to throughout his gospel and other writings. Glory to God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything that was made. In him was life, and the light was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light, the true light, which gives light to everyone into the world. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. Now, let us go to 1 John, the epistles of John, and let's look at verse 5 and verse 9, the epistles of John. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The epistles of John. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amplified Bible. Thank you, Jesus. First John. Verse 5. And this is the message of promise, which we have heard from him, from who? From Jesus. and now are reporting to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. No, not in any way. Verse 9 says, if we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just. True to him owns his own nature, promise, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Everything not in conformity to his will and purpose through thought and action. Psalm 27, we read that early. The Lord is my lamp and my salvation. Whom shall I be afeard? Psalm 27 and verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is. James 1 and 17. All these scriptures we call it already. James 1 and 17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. James 1 and 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of running. Everything good come from the Father of light. Isaiah 49 and 6. The book of Isaiah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 49 and 6. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribe of Jacob and to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be a vision unto the end of the earth. The Father speaks. He will give Jesus to be a light to the Gentiles, that he may be salvation unto the end of the earth. St. John, to 12, verse 35 and 36. Talking about Jesus alone. Jesus alone. John chapter 12, verse 35 and 36. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, talking about himself, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hid himself from them. Hallelujah. Jesus gave them the information that they needed to continue in life. Hallelujah. Then he hid himself from them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord foretold that he would raise up a suffering servant to make disciples of all nations, saying, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserve of Israel. I will make you a light for the nations, that my salvations may reach to the end of the earth. Isaiah 49:6. We're talking about Jesus alone. He's the one that made all things new. He's the one that restores. Listen to me. Jesus saves. He delivers. He heals. He redeems. He restores. He supplies. He creates and he loves. Paul shows how Jesus fulfilled his prophecy when he proclaims, I am seeing nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that the Messiah would suffer and, as the first to rise from the dead, would bring the message of light to his own people and to the Gentiles. There is coming a day where there will be no more longing for light, for the full blaze of God's glory will shine on his people forever. Revelation 21:23. It foretells that in eternity, the heavenly city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it. For the glory of God gives it light, and its lamps is the Lamb. Jesus is the light that shines in heaven. While Jesus was on earth, he spoke of himself as the light, but he also refers to his followers in the same way. So Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. John 12:35-36. Here's a few ways you can be a light, following in the footsteps of Jesus. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father. Jesus told his followers, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, a lampstand, and it gives light to hold to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:14-16. By doing what is right and loving through grace empowers good works. We are letting God's love shine through us. Walk as children of light. Ephesians 5:8-9. Paul and 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Paul tells believers, for at one time you were darkness. You were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, 8 and 9. We can know we are walking as children of light if we can see our lives being characterized by good and right and true words and actions pleasing the Lord. Walk in the light. John, 1 John chapter 1 and 7. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. He that saith he is in the light and heareth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that heareth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. See, if you are not walking in the things of the Lord, this is what brings the light on. When we are walking in obedience to the Lord or God, we are walking in light. In other words, we have love, we'll have compassion, we'll be patient with each other. We wouldn't get bent out of shape so easily. My pastor told me years ago that if I remain flexible, I wouldn't get bent out of shape easily. And I'm still working on remaining flexible. I'm still working on it. Here in, he says, Romans chapter 13, 11 to 4, says, put on the armor of light. The armor of light. What does the armor of light do? It light your path. In other words, it allow people to see you and see the child of God that you are. When you have the armor of light on, you're able to be seen. People see you. They can see a smile on your face. They can see that you're not frowning. They can see that you have this aura about you. People look at you and say, girl, there's something about you. Man, there's something about you. I don't know what it is, but I can't put my hand on it, but there's something that I can see. You're glowing. Paul urges believers to be alert. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake up from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believe. Salvation is clearer, is nearer to us now than that we has first believed. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to gratify its desires, Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 14. Earlier in this chapter, Paul has shown believers what it looks like to put on the Lord Jesus by simply following the command, you shall love your neighbors as yourselves, Romans chapter 13 and verse 9. Hallelujah. While we might not feel the same desperation for physical light in the electric lit modern day as the people of Jesus day did, we do feel the deep longing for spiritual light. We live in dark days and long for the light of God's presence. We can take comfort in the knowledge that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John chapter 1, verse 5. And we rejoice that God, who said, let the light shine out of darkness, has shine in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 6. Because he has shone in our hearts, we can shine in our world with his light. We can shine in the world with his light. Hallelujah. This is what God has called us to do. He has called us to shine so others can see who we are and whose we are. Hallelujah. Well, that's the word I want to give you today. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. We praise you, God, for how you have spoken to us today. Loudness to know that you and only you can do what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do. You are Alpha and Omega. You are beginning and the end. Father, we thank you for this great Sunday morning. The sun is out. It's nice and bright. And Lord, but we are dependent on you to lead us and guide us, O God. You are the light that we desire to have, the light that shines in darkness, O God. Lord, allow us not to slip back into darkness, like the songwriter says. We don't want to slip back in darkness, but we want to walk in that light that shines forevermore. Holy Father, we just ask you to bless the day. Bless Brother Deacon Fraser. Bless his mother, Mary Fraser. We ask you to bless Apostle Linda Washington and Bishop Washington. Bless Apostle Stewart and Pastor George Stewart. And Father, bless all those that are part of Blog Talk Radio that are coming here from time to time and spend time with us in the area of worship and preaching. We pray, Father God, as we leave this line, but never your presence, that you bless the area, bless our nation, O God. And Lord, I pray that you draw somebody to you for salvation, that they will receive the gift of salvation as they call out to Jesus, O God, in their own time, and ask Jesus to come in and take control of their heart and set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you all to have a blessed day. Father, I ask that you bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us when we come and bless us when we go. Continue to make us the head and not the tail. Set us above and not beneath. Oh God, make us the lenders and not the borrowers. And Father, bless those that are in need right now. So many people that are in need. I mean, there's so many people calling me and asking me to help them to buy food and all this stuff. And, you know, so many people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, if I put it on Facebook to get help, to help me to do what God called me to do, people would think that I'm trying to get money from them. But I had one Caucasian lady told me this stuff that I tried to raise, get money from people on Facebook. That's not true. I must be put that on there once or twice, maybe three times the tops, to help the people. And only two people that I know that, and those are people that come on and people that get the message from Blog Talk Radio, here in Boston, we know that Apostle Washington and Bishop James Washington, when they were over here, and they were giving to help, but there were nobody from Facebook or that stuff that was giving money to Blog Talk Radio. We put it on there to see how the Christian people, one lady from Virginia, who her husband is a pastor, she sent one time, and that was it. That was it. But there's not a crowd of people on Facebook that is supporting Blog Talk Radio. We go to work. And I had to tell that Caucasian lady, no, I go to work. Once I get a call on my phone, I was waiting on the guy. But even if he called now, I can't do it because I'm going away. But if he called when I get back to do the bathroom for his mother, you know, he's a painter. He got a contracting business as a painter. And he get people that want stuff, but now he wants to get a walk-in tub for his mother. You know, one of them jacuzzi stuff that have all the pulsating stuff to suit her bones and stuff, you know. And I tell her, yeah, I can do this. That's no big thing. So if he called when I get back, I will do it. But I can't do it now because you get started into that stuff then and something happens, you in trouble. You know, if something goes wrong, I don't want to be doing it in rushing to do you know. But we thank God for you all, and we praise God. Pray for Blog Talk family, not just for the calendars. Pray for Blog Talk family. Pray that God will bless all of us, that we can be a blessing to the kingdom. Because we don't want to get stuff so that we can run around and push up our shoulder that we got this and got that. We are praying for God to bless us so that we can be a blessing. That's what God wants to do. He wants to bless us so that we can be a blessing. Because he's not coming down from heaven and putting money on the table for people. He caused you to get blessed so you can bless the other people. And that's what we are supposed to do. You know, as he bless us, we bless others. That we thank God for you all, and we pray that as we leave this land, but never your presence, oh God, that God will continue to bless us. He'll continue to bless us. We'll continue to bless people. That's what we're looking to do. If he bless us, we're going to bless people. So stay tuned. Come on back tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow doing the same thing. And then we're going to go on a few days fast before we go away. So we might stay off the line for a little bit. But we thank you so much. I was on your line last night, Brother Deacon Fraser. I came on last night, heard Brother Grant pray. I read the scripture. I heard you pray, you know. But I was on there with y'all. Appreciate what you all are doing. You know, whenever I get a chance, I come on there and I sit on there and listen. But I'm not going to disturb you guys. I'm not going to disturb the service. I just listen and hear what God is saying. So you all have a blessed day. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to bless and keep us. Hallelujah. In the midst of this world that we are in, we all need the Holy Ghost to keep us, bless and protect and keep us. Hallelujah. Because we can't stand and we can't fight off the devil by ourselves. We need the Holy Ghost. He is stronger than all of us put together. That's why Jesus tells the disciples, it's expedient that I go. But when I go, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I am going to send you some help to help you in time of trouble. You need the Holy Spirit. Okay? So we thank God for you all. We pray that he bless you and keep you safe and that we're able to do what the Lord calls. Don't get mad at nobody. Just know we are called to do something. Just do what we are called to do. And once we do that, let's get closed down. Go on and get some rest. Eat some fried chicken. Eat some spear ribs or pork chops or something. This is summertime. Everybody, people are cooking out and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure enough going to have some stuff when I get home. When I get to Barbados, I'm going to have me some fried fish and stuff. I'm telling you, I'm going to have a good time. I'm not going to lie to you. When I get home, what a time I'm going to have. Hallelujah. I was trying to remember some people. I knew when I was there. I can't remember the names. I haven't seen them for so long, you know. But they'll come back to me once I get there. I got a cousin down there that she's rich. But I ain't going to fool with her too tough. She got stores and stuff, you know. Never fool with her that much, though, because, you know, when folk are all right with you till they get $2. When they get $2 and you just got 2 pennies, and they look down on you, even though they're family. Family members do that stuff to you. A lot of family members, they think that because they got some money that they look down on you like you're nobody. But all you do is just keep looking at Jesus. I'm telling you, just keep looking at Jesus. Why is they looking down on you? You look on Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Thank you all for coming on today and spending part of your day with us. Now, go hang out. If you got to go to the park, go to the beach. It's a warm day here. But I'm going to sit on inside. I ain't going outside. Even when I get home, I'll be at the beach a lot because my sister don't have air conditioning at home, so I'll be at the beach, chilling by the water. And then from there, I'll be at somebody's church preaching or teaching. God bless you all, and thank you for coming on. You know we appreciate you. I want you to know that we appreciate you from the center of my heart to the center of your heart. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.